Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good evening, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show Network. You guys, are you ready? I have my girl Yana on the line with us on tonight, and she is going to be giving you some empowerment. So the name of her show is actually going to be Empowerment Talk with Miss Yana. So get ready, like T.D. Jakes say, and prepare yourself. And we're going to take a very quick commercial break, and we'll be back with you shortly so that we can get started with the show on tonight. We're super excited. Yana, you want to say hello to the people before we go on break?
Hello. How are you? How is everyone?
So you guys just stay tuned, prepare yourselves, and we will be back.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from...
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in again to the Crystal Chanel Show Network, where we have on board with us on tonight, Miss Yana, Empowerment Talk with Miss Yana. So at this time, I'm going to bring Miss Yana on the air. Yana, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, great. Introduce yourself, babes.
All right, I am Kiana Webster, Empowerment for the Powerless. How is everyone tonight? We're going to talk tonight about reality and relationships. I want to thank Crystal Chanel for allowing me the opportunity to join the network with my show.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's talk about reality and relationships, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And also, before Ms. Yana gets started, I just want to say to all the listening audience, and if you have a question or a comment, please feel free to call in at 347-850-8557. Again, that number is 347-850-8557. And press 1, and we'll make sure that we get you into the studio with myself or Ms. Yana.
Okay. Reality and relationships, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Unfortunately, I am a survivor and advocate for domestic violence. So that's kind of where my topic is coming from tonight. Kind of want to talk about that. Knowing the signs of when you're in a relationship that's not healthy. And domestic violence, basically, it consists of a lot more than physical abuse. You have your emotional abuse, the mental abuse, verbal abuse, and just about knowing the signs. I would like for some people to call in and, you know, let's talk about it. Do I have anybody there?
Yeah, we do have callers on the air. Now, whether or not they want to say something, you're going to have to get them to talk. Again, thank you so much, you guys, for tuning in with us. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1, and we'll make sure we get you into the studio with myself or Ms. Yana. Also, and actually we have someone that pressed 1, so let's get this, bring them on. Caller 1303, you're on the air with you, Ms. Yana. And Crystal, how can we help you?
Hi, how you doing? This is how you doing? This
is
Tiffany Blue. How good, Yana, I was listening, tuning in to your show, and I've been dealing with a lot with abuse in a relationship. My name is Tiffany Blue, and I'm pretty good now that I got some help, now that I got somebody who really understand what I've been through and able to reach me. Yes, ma'am. And I just want to know what else can I do? I've stayed with family, and the thing that I'm having problem is I'm going back. I'm going back because of the kids, you know, and he hasn't done anything to the kids. It's just the verbal. And my mom, you know how people say you're not supposed to say anything for the children and stuff like that. Can you give me another option?
Well, I definitely agree with not saying just for the children. When you're unhappy yourself, you know, at the end of the day, if mom is not good, then kids can't be good.
Yeah.
Are you staying with family now, or are you in the home?
Right now, I'm pretty much in the home as of now. I'm in the home, and things are trying to get better. But it's like, you know, it just seems like he changes. It's one, like dying in heck, or it's just like one minute he's one way, the next minute he's another way. And, it, you know, I'm trying to pray and keep my family together. But it's just like, you know, if he gets set off, or if he, you know, triggers off, I'm ready to go.
And that's definitely not good in front of the kids. Do you have somewhere you can go?
Yeah, I'm probably just going to have to get him out the house because this is, we got the house together. We're just probably going to have to separate or something like that.
Do you feel like your life is in danger?
No, I don't feel like my life is in danger. I really don't feel like it's really in danger. It hasn't gotten that bad. It's like I say, it's abuse, but it's a verbal abuse. It hasn't gotten physical, thank the Lord.
Okay, I'm definitely happy to hear that.
Yes, ma'am.
Because verbal can very well leave there after so long. How long have you been in the relationship?
We've been together for 15 years. We've been together for 10. We've been friends for 15, but we've been together for 10.
Oh, wow. That is a long time.
Yeah, it's
a
long time. It's a long time.
Sometimes we get caught up in the fact that, you know, we have been with someone so long and we kind of, you know, don't know anything else or, you know, face issues of not wanting to be alone. But your safety is a lot more important.
Right.
Peace of mind for your children. Because,
yeah.
I mean, kids are affected by domestic violence. I was a child who was, you know, I was in the middle of that situation where I had to, you know, watch domestic violence in front of me as a kid.
Yeah, and it's bad.
It definitely has an effect.
Yeah, and it's bad when your children are writing cartoon characters and they have they drawing and making up stuff in their mind and then they give it to you and they say, here, Mommy, look at this. And you look at it and it's like, what's this, baby? That's you and Daddy arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me. You know, that's
wow.
bad. You know, that's bad when the children start writing and playing and drawing and they draw a picture of the argument. That's sad. So, I just really appreciate you. I really appreciate being able to talk to somebody and just kind of letting it all out. I feel relieved just by the conversation. I really appreciate that. And just keep up doing
happy.
Good work and reaching women.
Be sure to, I'm on Facebook at Love Yana Outreach.
Okay.
Incorporated is LoveYunaOutreach, Inc.
Okay.
I can also, my email is info@loveyanaoutreach.org.
Okay.
You can reach me through the website at www.loveyana.org. That's LoveYuna.org.
Okay.
I'm on Instagram as well as Love Yana Outreach Inc. 2 underscores.
Okay. Okay, well, Yana, I would definitely be reaching out to you.
It was great
speaking with
you.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate. Yes, indeed. I can't express how good I feel just by talking about it and getting relief, just getting it off my chest. I know you don't know me from a can of paint, but I like, you know, just getting stuff out, just getting it off my chest. So I appreciate that.
You are more than welcome.
All right. Take care.
Listen, I do want you to reach out to me outside of the radio show. Please
yes,
send me an
ma'am.
Email with your information. You know, there are resources that we have in the organization itself.
Okay.
So I would definitely like to speak with you again.
Okay. Well, I'll be reaching out with you probably on loveyana.org at loveyana.org.
Yes, that's the website, www.loveyana.org. You can leave me a message there. You can leave me one on Facebook.
Okay.
On the organization
page.
Is
that 2 underscores on IG?
That's 2 underscores at the end. It's Love Yana Outreach, INC, 2 underscores.
I got it. Okay, Yana, I'll be reaching out to you. Thank you so
much.
Okay,
we will be in touch, Ms. Blue.
Okay, bye-bye.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue, for joining us on this afternoon. Also, I just want to very quickly say that we are Periscoping live. So for people that are on Periscope, please feel free to join us and make sure you please make sure that you please follow us and share the information out there on Facebook, Periscope. Yana, let them know how they can find you on Periscope. Is it
sure.
Miss Yana Speaks, I believe it is.
It is. Miss
okay.
Yana Speaks. I'm sorry. I am new to the Periscope world.
It's okay. It's okay.
I have no idea what I set it up as, but it is.
Miss Yana Speaks. That's awful that I know your Periscope.
M-S-Y-U-N-A.
Awesome, awesome. And then also you can follow myself, Crystal Chanel, on Periscope as well, so that you'll be able to Periscope live with us right now if you like. And the spelling of my name is K-R-I-S-T-L-E, and it's Chanel, S-H-A-N-E-L-L. Okay, Ms. Jana, the floor is yours.
Okay. I thank Ms. Blue so much for calling in. And I definitely hope that she will reach out to me outside of the radio show. Just goes to show, like I said, domestic violence is more than just physical abuse. It can be a number of things. Especially, you know, the verbal abuse and where kids are involved, you do have to really think about the situation. There is help out there. I mean, you know, statistics say that a woman leaves a number of 7 times before she actually leaves. I like to add to that, I left 10 times and I went back 9.
Wow.
So, you know, I decided in October of last year that it was time for me to tell my story to help other women who are going through the same thing. I thank God for my life. On this journey, I've come across some incredible women, some in wheelchairs, you know, and just, you know, scarred, you know, for life physically. And I thank God that, you know, I did not leave with the same scarring, but a lot of the same things, you know, went on, and I could have been in that situation just as well. Do we have anybody else out there that wants to join in?
We have other callers, but of course we'll give them an opportunity to press one. Again, if you are interested in speaking to myself or Yana, please feel free to press 1, and we'll be happy to get you into the studio. The calling number is 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. And we're just pretty much talking about domestic violence. And, Yana, I would just like to say also that, you know, what you said earlier about, you know, being able to come out of domestic violence with, even though you got hurt in the process, it was not a situation to where, you know, number one, you're in a wheelchair, or, you know, you got a broke leg or a broke neck, or, you know, something of that nature or that magnitude could have happened to you.
Exactly.
But do you want to talk about your story and let them know, you know, a little bit more about that and your testimony?
Yes, Crystal. You know, I was not shot and left paralyzed, but I was standing in my bedroom with a 9mm to my head at one time.
Wow.
You know, I've you know, been standing there, you know, with the hot iron, you know, at my face.
Wow.
I could have easily, you know, been left with those same scars. You know, there were times, you know, the last time, the final time that I walked away, and you know, anybody that wants to read it can find it on my website at www.loveyana.org, L-O-V-E-Y-U-N-A, is under Yana's Breakthrough, and it talks about, you know, the end for me of my struggle with domestic violence, and that iron, it wasn't hot that night, but I was beat over the head, neck, everywhere you could think, you know, to be hit, you know, with the iron. I mean, the iron just literally, it fell apart.
Wow.
But I covered my face as normal to try to avoid those, you know, those scars. But that was a tough night for me. And I made up my mind that night as he was stomping me on the ground that it was time to go.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, do you feel yourself, because I know for myself, you know, when I talk about my domestic violence situation and the things that I went through and had to experience, it's so hard for me. And even though it happened years and years and years ago, it's hard to just sit there and tell somebody and open up about all of this, you know? So how do you feel in that area? I mean, is it hard for you to, how do you feel right now at this very moment?
It still is, Crystal. You know, sometimes I get a little emotional, but it's my story.
Yeah.
So, you know, and my voice is new, you know, I'm just coming out with this. And a good friend told me, Rhonda Thompson, you know, hey, you know, it's going to get stronger. And I do believe that it's going to have to get stronger because I'm not going to stop talking about it.
That's it.
You know, it happened. You know, and the thing about, and the reason a lot of women live in silence is because of the simple fact, you know, they're afraid of being judged. Mm-hmm. I can remember, you know, after the relationship was over, you know, I went out with some friends and, you know, I was going to, for the first time, you know, kind of tell everybody what had been going on. You know, I give everybody bits and pieces, and you know, I talked a good game and made it seem like it was okay, but I was really hurting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I expected, but the feedback I received that night, you know, was, oh girl, you know, this, or I would have did this, or you good, I wouldn't have did that, I would have, and you know, and it tore me apart inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm literally sitting at the table just nodding, but it's like I had checked out. I was gone. And that night I almost made a very, very bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to retaliate.
Wow.
You know, I wanted to go and get revenge. Like, you know, they right. You know, I let him do all this to me and I didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I thank God for, you know, the friend that was with me that night. You know, when I got ready to drop everybody off, you know, she looked at me and she knew me well enough to know that I wasn't in a good place mentally. And I thank God for that. You know, she didn't get out of that car that night.
Mm-hmm.
She said a whole lot of stuff, but it's not really anything that she said that made me not go. It was just the fact she was there.
Okay, exactly. Mama, put that back on the text that again for me because I didn't quite catch all of that. My Mama Regina is actually tuning in on Periscope, so she she asked a question just now and I missed it. But one thing that I did see her state that you're hard is your strength, and I'm just waiting for her to send that message back over so that we can talk about what she just stated.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just amazing. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us on Periscope. And I know the radio show, they're like, okay, are they talking to themselves? Or you guys, we're Periscoping live. So, of course, you know, we're, you know, taking messages and looking at the messages also on Periscope. Okay, she said, have you discovered the why of your testimony? Have you discovered the why?
The why? Yes. And the why is kind of, I feel like this is what I was supposed to be doing a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't do it until, I guess, you know, God had to put me in the situation for myself. I mean, because domestic violence, it started with me as a young age,
mm-hmm.
You know, watching my mom go through it,
mm-hmm.
up until the time, you know, we parted when I was 8. So, you know, it's just, I have to speak out and help other people. There's too many people hurting in silence and too afraid to come forward.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, my scars are, you know, were made for me to tell somebody else, to
mm-hmm.
help, be able to help someone else. You know, I started my organization to help women get out, to give them an outlet.
Right. Okay, awesome. Now, at this time, you guys, we're going to just take a very quick quick commercial break just to give Ms. Yana some time to breathe and myself as well, because the topic is very heavy, you guys. And unless you've been in the situation, you would probably never understand. But we appreciate the love. We appreciate your patience. And we'll be right back.
Are you in the market for a complimentary facial treatment, lip treatment, or hand treatment? Then Crystal Chanel can help. If you would like to host a Mary Kay party, or you would just like to purchase something for yourself or someone else, maybe a friend or relative, please visit www.marykay.com/crystaljenkins or call 770-715-7949. That's 770-715-7949 to book your appointment or to place your order today. If your New Year's resolution was to get back in shape this year, well, Lifetime Fitness in Johns Creek can help. So be sure to get your results and call Adam at 678-722-5912 if you would like a free pass to the gym or would like to get information on how to join this awesome gym. And tell them the Crystal Chanel Show sent you. 11555 Johns Creek Parkway in Johns Creek, Georgia, 30097. GPS it and get your information today.
Remember the why of your test.
All right, you guys, thanks again for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. And thank you again for tuning in with us this far. I do see we have other callers on the air. You guys, again, if you would like to speak to myself or Ms. Yana, press 1, and we'll be more than happy to get you into the studio. Of course, the people that are out there on Periscope, please feel free to invite your followers. The number to call in is 347-850-8557. Again, the number is 347-850-8557. And make sure you invite your followers on Periscope. And also, you guys, we need hearts. Thank you so much. I just saw a heart come through, but I only saw one. So we definitely need you guys to tap the screen and give us a little bit more hearts out there. We love hearts, you guys. But Ms. Yana, back to you.
Okay. We have any more questions on Periscope? I can't seem to pull up the comments.
It's okay. I got you covered.
Okay.
I got you covered. But no more questions right at the moment. We had some people asking for the number on Periscope, so I just gave out that number so that we're able to have them call in.
Okay.
And hopefully they'll have some questions for us when they call in. But okay, Yana, back to your story and your testimony and going through everything that you have experienced thus far. What would you tell the person that may be currently going through a domestic violence situation? You know, what words of encouragement would you give to that person?
You can get out. It's okay to walk away. You know, whatever it is that you need to do to make that happen. And I understand that everybody is not as strong. You know, you have some women that are just, you know, if it could be financial or whatever. There is
okay.
help out there. There are resources.
Mm-hmm.
Just reach out, you know. And again, my website is www.loveyana.org, L-O-V-E-Y-U-N-A. You can reach me on Facebook, Love Yana Outreach Incorporated. Our Instagram, you know, Love Yana Outreach Incorporated with 2 underscores. I will reach back out to you.
Mm-hmm.
I will call you if that's what you want, or meet you somewhere. Like, there are resources, and I have, you know, things within my program, you know, to help assist those. You know, I partner with shelters in the area, you know, if that's what's needed to get them out of that situation.
Okay. Okay. And we do have some people calling in, so we'll just give them time to see whether or not they would like to speak. Again, you guys, please feel free to press 1, and we'll get you into the studio for any questions or comments. Now, Yana, I'm going to turn the floor back over to you.
Okay. I definitely hope that anybody out there going through it, and it's not just women, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's men as well.
Absolutely.
You know, domestic violence, it has no educational level.
Absolutely.
It has no income. I mean, it can happen to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unless you're on the inside of it or you've gone through it, it's easy to say what you will and won't do.
That's right.
And,
that's,
you know,
very
for
true.
Me, it wasn't that I needed, you know, I was financially, you know, burdened or anything like that. For me, I needed love. I was afraid of being alone, you know, and, you know, something I've never said up until this point, you know, I was in a marriage. I had another child.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a whole lot of things that played into that. You know, I had never been married before. To me, marriage was that. That's exactly what it was supposed to be. You know, divorce wasn't supposed to come into play with that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just didn't play out like that. You know, you make these big vows before God and you want to hold on to them.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, self-preservation is first. And if I'm being mistreated, then I just can't stay there. And I wouldn't advise anybody to stay there, because domestic violence is taking lives faster than a drug addiction.
Very much. That's so true.
You know, and it's just, it's not worth it. At the end of the day, it's not worth staying. You know, and I felt like that last time, you know, my breakthrough that night, I was going to lose my life. For the first time, I was afraid, because I didn't recognize this person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's really to that point. It was to that point for me. And I want to help anybody I can come out of the situation.
And, you know, one thing that you said was it's not just the women going through domestic violence. And that's so, so true, because, you know, when I tell my story and I tell my testimony, I tell my story and testimony, and I let people know that in my situation, when I went through domestic violence and had to go through everything that I experienced, I was the person that put my hands on that particular person first. You follow? So, you know, let's use a little bit of common sense. What do you think is going to eventually happen if you keep putting your hands on someone, whether it's a woman or a man? Somebody's going to start striking back. You know what I mean? So I went through the verbal abuse and the physical abuse and the emotional abuse and financial and spiritual, but at the end of the day, I have to take responsibility for my portion, because my portion of it, you know, I got tired of the verbal and the physical and the verbal and the emotional and the financial and the spiritual, until I went to the point where I started being physical. So I was the person that put my hands on, you know, the individual first. And then it just, oh my God, it just went from there, you know, and because of domestic violence, you know, I end up going to jail. Because of it, had to get counseling, had to go through, you know, community service, had to do anger management, had to pay all this, you know, ton of money, of course, because I was able to get it expunged off of my record, you know, so I had to pay, I think, oh my God, it was like maybe over $2,000, you know, total to get all that stuff off of my record. And having to get counseling from the pastor and, you know, just so many things that I had to go through and experience. Because of the domestic violence, I end up being homeless for a little while, staying in my car, going to Quick Trip, taking baths at Quick Trip, because, of course, they open up 24 hours, you know. Met a stranger, and he invited me to his home, went to his home, and then he tried to attack me. And needless to say, I just pretty much decided to stay there until morning, because I didn't want to just leave out like 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I stayed there until morning, and I didn't get any sleep that night. I just stayed awake, you know, to make sure that, you know, okay, this person does not harm me any more than he did. And then I left. You know, and he told me I could come back, but of course I never went back. I just my car went to Quick Trip and take baths. And then eventually I found a shelter in Lawrenceville. And I stayed at the shelter for a little while. But at the end of the day, the people were so broken. The women that were there were so broken and upset and frustrated and aggravated and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, okay, I'm already going through my problems, you know, and then, you know, you can't ask them any questions because they're mad with the world as well. So I left and went back into my car, you know what I mean? Because I just didn't want to deal with that portion of the ladies, you know, but it's just amazing, you know, the different stories that you hear. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, people be trying to sugarcoat stuff and make sure, you know, make it seem like, okay, you know, oh, you know, I was attacking that in the third, but come on, what part of it did you play? What role did you play? You know what I mean? It's always two sides of a story, I feel, you know?
And, you know, the thing about the, you have some males who just, it's all about the control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's something that they're dealing with. You know what we're starting to do, you know, when we're intaking clients, you know, through the family violence program, is, you know, to ask, you know, ask males, have they been sexually abused?
That's right.
Because sometimes, you know, and maybe if it didn't go all the way, you know, maybe they were violated or touched in some kind of way.
That's it.
And they're dealing with some things.
Mm-hmm.
Or either, you know, they've done some things, you know, to harm somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're dealing with these things. And that this is the reason for it, you know. I just really wanted to figure out and get inside and understand, like, what's going on. Why treat a person that way? You know, for me, you know, when I was younger, I had my times where I, you know, would go off and fight and do all of that. But I was trying to make somebody love me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But once I fixed that for myself and understood that the only love that I really need is, you know, God's love and the love for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I stayed out of a relationship for, you know, probably about 4 or 5 years. And then, you know, I meet this person, you know, and I'm a true believer, you know, what you put out, you get back.
You get back. That's true.
So I understood it when it, you know, when it first happened. And I'm like, oh, Lord, you know. But at the same time, I know that I did not deserve to be treated that way.
Right.
Nevertheless, you know, I stayed. You know, he needed control and I needed love, you know. You know, you do all of this and it's just a whole embarrassment. But I just have to, you know, say that about the marriage, because there's a lot of women that's stuck in a marriage that's afraid to get out, you know, because of the kids or mm-hmm. whatever. But you have people that's killing spouses, you know, in front of the kids.
Right. It's awful.
I saw a beautiful picture of this lady and this man, you know, and that night he beat her with a baseball bat to death in front of their son.
Jesus. And he's going to probably be traumatized for the rest of his life, you know, remembering that.
Exactly.
That's how his mom passed away. You know, he's probably having nightmares.
And you have women killing men too. A girl, I was just on Facebook the other night, and I think it was one of my classmates' family. The girl was standing in the courtroom crying. She, you know, she's killed this boy.
Oh, Jesus.
Or this man, you know, she's taking his life.
Mm.
And now you're crying, like, but a lot of it, when a person doesn't feel like they have any hope,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have nothing else to lose, plus rage, you're in a dangerous situation.
That's it.
And if you're in a situation where a man, you know, his money is not where it needs to be, he's not where he wants to be in his life, and some same for a woman, you know, something more for a woman, most of the time it's that, you know, they've gone through, or this is something that they've seen growing up. You know, are they, you know, trying to make somebody, you know, force, you know, let me see your phone and all this other stuff, you know, all of that, the control, and it's not necessary. It's not a healthy relationship.
Right.
Not at all.
Right.
And so, you know, you just have to figure out, you know, when is enough enough. Now, you know, the domestic violence is high, you know, for the male versus, you know, woman. You know, every 9 seconds a woman is abused.
Every 9 seconds.
Every 9 seconds a woman is abused. In Georgia alone, last year in 2015, there were 139 fatalities from domestic violence.
Jesus.
And, you know, now we're dealing with something, you know, called familicide. Not homicide, familicide, killing the whole family.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing a lot of those different
so,
stories.
You know, there's
like
a
that.
Name now. You know, it's familicide.
Familicide.
Yes.
My Lord. My
just,
Lord.
You know, take the whole family out. Then kill themselves.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, we're just dealing, and I think out of that 139 2015 fatalities, three of those were familicide.
Wow. Wow.
So.
And I do see that we do have someone that wants to either ask a question or state a comment. So I am going to actually bring that person on the air.
Okay.
And I think that we're on Periscope, so I'm going to for yourself. But for me, I got a message.
Okay.
So I'm going to log out of Periscope and then log back in. So you guys bear with us on Periscope. We'll be back on in about 5 minutes. And I'm going to bring the other party on the air so that they can talk to you. 5909, you're on the air with Yana and Ms. Crystal Chanel.
Hi, Crystal. Hi, Yana. This is Rhonda Thompson. How are you?
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm good, good. Good to hear you guys tonight and glad you are sharing some very important facts with the listeners, but I just wanted to also make people aware that what Yana is talking about as far as the femicide, that report is available, it's free. You can go to the Georgia Coalition Against Domestic Violence website and get that report. Yana, if you don't have a stack of them, make sure you get some. And
I
hand those reports out. You do? Good.
Yes,
good for
I do.
You.
I handed some out on yesterday. I do. I
awesome.
Get some every time I go out to one of my task force meetings.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's when I heard the numbers, it really made, you know, it was like, wow, we have a problem in Georgia. I mean, we have a problem all over the country.
All over the country.
We have a serious problem here, and we need to, I said this is going to be my Bible for the year because it has some true numbers. It's a 2015 report, so it's the most recent report. And she is right. I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you so much. Not that it's my report, but it's people need to know that domestic violence is not just happening with the mom and the dad, but people are killing the whole family.
Yes.
Yeah,
and children are often forgotten about in these instances. Mm-hmm. People want to judge the women so bad, but forget about how the children are impacted. So I just wanted to say thank you for sharing and keep on being a voice for the voiceless and using your voice and telling your story. I am listening
everybody,
and,
this
and
is
here
Rhonda
supporting.
Thompson. A voice for the voiceless.
Yay, sister.
I love y'all, but thank you so much for sharing.
Definitely somebody I look up to in going forward with this. And she was the one I was talking about earlier, you know, that, you know, advised me that my voice will get stronger.
That's
and,
right.
And indeed it will because I'm not going to stop talking, Rhonda.
I know. Good for you. Good for you, and the more
all
you
right.
talk, it's going to get louder and louder, and we're here.
Louder and louder. Yes, yes, definitely.
So, well, thank y'all for taking my call, and I'll still be listening.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Rhonda.
All right. God bless y'all. Good job.
You too.
Love you, Rhonda. Thank you for tuning
love
in.
You. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right, Miss Yana, back to you. I'm working on my Periscope here, honey, so you go ahead and do your thing.
Okay. To go, you know, along with the amount of deaths that were in Georgia for 2015, I'm going to go over some of the causes of death. 80% was firearm. We had 8% stabbing. Strangulation was 4%. Blunt force was 3% and 2% unknown. And only 4% out of all that had police intervention.
Wow.
And, you know, what we're seeing a lot of times is that the police have been called in certain situations, but, you know, nothing was done about it.
And that's awful. It's like, who can you depend on? You know, when you're thinking that you have the police that will come out and help you and protect you, and then they get called out and nothing happens, you know?
Well, a lot of times, you know, they'll leave or, you know, have the other person leave, but, you know, they go back. Like I said, you know, a woman leaves about 7 times before she actually, I left 10 and went back 9.
My God, 10 times.
Yes. I'm talking about, you know, I remember having a tape recorder in my car. You know, just all those types of things. You know, that's another form. Like, why would you put a tape recorder in someone's car? That freaked me out.
Right, I can imagine. So he put the tape recorder in your car.
Tape recorder in my car. And I was unpacking a bag.
And you saw it.
He had been out of town. And I unpacked the bag and I saw it. I didn't even know what it was for real. But when I listened to it, I was hearing, I heard a woman talking. And I'm thinking to myself, I was like, you know, I was going to turn it off. And I was like, you know what? I don't know what this is about to go. And I was pregnant.
Wow. Right.
So I was like, no need to upset my dance. She said something that I recognized.
And it was you.
And I said, wait a minute.
Wow. It was you.
This is me. I was like, oh, my goodness, I cannot deal with that. So I left. But, of course, you know, the sweet talking and, you know, all of that, I went right back. And I was pregnant. So, you know, good luck with that.
Right. Now, how many months were you at the time?
At the time, I think I was like 4 months. When that happened.
Okay.
And I'm just thinking, like, what am I doing? And all I ever did in my car was listen to the radio on my way to work and back home. Like, anybody that knows me, I really hate talking on the phone. So, you know, getting something that way was not a good way. That was when Keisha Cole, you remember?
Okay.
I remember. That's it. I remember. That's
wow.
When her CD had just come out, and I was listening to that all day, every day.
And that's interesting because, yes, I remember that album very, very
yes.
well because that was around the same time that I was going through my stuff. So,
yes.
Wow. Yeah, I should have cheated and all those other
yes.
songs.
All those songs.
That was playing at the time. So, absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
We just really have to, you know, figure out what's best. And I know one person doesn't work for everyone.
That's true.
But you have to figure out, you know, what is it in your life that's going to work for you. You know, and everyone, you know, may not want to go to a shelter. You know, I didn't want to go.
Right.
You know, but I mean, I could have afforded to go somewhere, you know, get my own place. But it was just, like I said,
love will make you do some crazy things.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's one of the reasons why I was still in my situation because I was dealing with it at that time, it was like he was my God. I made him my God. So it was very, very difficult. And lesson learned, though, you know, I've learned a lot from that situation as well as others. So it's a lesson, definitely a lesson to be learned.
Definitely. So, you know, I went through so much in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm to the point, I literally, you know, I look at a guy like, you can't even raise your voice. And I got a new dating thing now. stranger, you know.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not where I'm going to go. For,
yeah. Not interested at all.
Not at all. And we were talking the other day. We had a guy who was going through the program, the family violence program. And one of the stipulations for them to be able to take the family violence program without going to jail is that they have to turn over their firearm.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, he didn't want to turn over his firearm. You know, normally it's during that time frame when they, you know, something happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't want to turn over his firearm. So it's like, you know, you're not qualified for the program.
Oh, wow.
But at the same time, you know, we're trying to figure out, we were talking about, and one, you know, we're trying to figure out, like, how we're going to enforce it. You know, is it going to be on, you know, probation or the judges to, you know, enforce it and make sure that they get rid of these firearms?
Mm-hmm.
Because 80% of the fatalities that happened in 2015 were firearms.
That's awful. That's awful.
So, you know, it's just a no-brainer. Like, you know, it just has to stop. And I just remember me being that person standing there with this gun to my head. And then I watched this woman, you know, sitting in a wheelchair, you know, shot 3 times. And I wasn't really even afraid when he had the gun. You know, I just, you know, remember asking, like, you know, you gonna shoot me? Like, I was just really outside myself, like, wondering how did I get here?
And what did he, I mean, did you ask him that question?
I did.
Okay, and what was his response?
He asked me, do you think, you must think I'm crazy, or something to that effect. And
mm-hmm.
me, I wanted to say yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, you've done this so far, you know.
But
you
I'm
know.
Thinking, like, okay, well, maybe it's not the best
thing to the best thing to say either.
Yeah, at this point, and you know, that's the original story that I wrote October 9th, 2015, 9 years after, you know, it was October 9th, 2006. That particular night, you know, I was standing there with this gun to my head.
My God.
And it's on my organization on Facebook, Love Yana Outreach Incorporated. Same picture, I think that you right now.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that whole story is there, you know, the details of what happened that night.
Right.
And, you know, then the crying.
The crying from him?
From him.
Yeah,
you
of
know,
course, because he wanted you to stay.
You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Of course, sliced bread, right?
Yes. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Uh-huh.
Just a whole lot. So it's something, and I really, really, really want to encourage anybody, male or female, that's in an uncomfortable situation. You know, going through something like this to get out, even if it's verbal abuse, you don't deserve to be down to. And I mean, I had it all: verbal, mental, physical, emotional. You know, I was called everything but my name.
Wow.
Anybody want to call in?
Okay, we do have some callers on the line. You guys, don't be afraid. Take this time.
Don't be afraid. Call in. Let's talk about it.
Yes, take this time and ask your questions. And actually, let's bring Rhonda Thompson back on the line so
okay.
that she can talk about her gala that's coming up. Rhonda, are you there? Okay. I think we lost her. Okay, let's try another caller. Caller 6924. You're on the air with Miss Yana and Crystal Chanel. Are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, hi, I can hear you. This is Angela Bishop out of Dallas, Texas. I am calling because I just wanted to say that I'm proud of you, Yana. Hi, Crystal. But I wanted to say that I am so proud of you. I feel I've been listening for, since the beginning when you first started or whatever. But I have a comment and a statement, I mean, and a question as well.
Okay.
Maybe a year or so ago here in Dallas, we had familicide here too, where a man killed his family in one house and went down the street and killed another family, the kids in one house, and then went down the street and killed his mom and the rest of them because she was helping, you know, the girl of the house or whatever in the other house. So I did not know that it was so huge, you know, of what, you know, what's going on with, you know, men killing the whole family or women killing the whole family as well. But I also want to know, is it just in Georgia that your organization is in, or is it national, you know?
It's national. I mean,
it is national.
National. Call me from wherever, you know, I'm willing to talk. And I'm actually trying to get some things together where I can, you know, move around a little bit more. I'm kind of stuck now getting everything that I need in order to move forward, getting everything in order. So I'm kind of bound, you know, at home. But I'm definitely working things out to where I can move around and move around to other states.
Okay.
I
have also have another comment. You know the show on TV One, Fatal Attraction, I think that's what it's called, where they have, like, I did not know it was so many, you know, of the domestic violence and how they end up killing the woman because of jealousy or whatever, but I just didn't know that it was 9 seconds, every 9 seconds. So that
every
is,
9 seconds.
That is amazing to me. I didn't know it was just that much. You know, I mean, I hear about it. You know, I personally haven't went through it myself, but I do know people who have. So
right.
I do hear about it, but I didn't know it was just that bad. But
right.
I thank you for taking my call.
You are more than welcome. You know, it's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about.
Yes.
And it's been going on, you know, forever. As well as, you know, I think my next show is probably going to be on, you know, sexual abuse.
Yes.
A lot of things, you know, back in the day, you know, what happens here stays here. No, we're going to talk about it and let other people know that you don't have to suffer in silence.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
I definitely appreciate
Thank
you,
you so
calling
much.
In. You are more than welcome.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. Awesome. Awesome. I see Rhonda sent me a message. She said that she's on her laptop. Okay, Rhonda, send over. Look, I'm calling you out. Send over your information for the gala. Rhonda has a gala coming up in October, and it is a How can I explain it? Oh, my God. It's just a wonderful, wonderful event. Exactly, exactly. So we can't wait until October comes. Not that I really like the cold weather, but I'm waiting for the gala patiently. And I was one of the honorees on last year in October, and it was just phenomenal. I mean, everything was just beautiful, lovely. You would have thought, you know, it was my wedding day or somebody's wedding day. I felt like I was in heaven, but everything was just beautiful. She works and operates in the spirit of excellence, just like myself. Exactly. It was just phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. So you guys do not want to miss the gala that's going to be coming up in October. And the date is actually October the 22nd. 2016, of course. It's going to be purple carpet from 6 p.m. To 7 p.m. Early bird tickets starting at $65. VIP tickets starting at $85. And it's Living Behind the Mask Masquerade Gala Domestic Violence Fundraiser. So we're super excited about that. It's going to be at the Atlanta City Hall, which the address is 55 Trinity Ave, South Southwest, excuse me, Atlanta, Georgia. Zip code is 30303. Guys, make sure that you go out and purchase your tickets. The
very special going on.
Yes, absolutely. Required attire is formal, and of course, your beautiful mask. And the website is www.livingbehindthemaskgala.com. Again, it's www.livingbehindthemaskgala.com. And I'm super excited. I can't wait until we have Rhonda on with us as well. We'll have her on sometime soon where she can talk about her, what she do and things of that nature and how she can help with so many different things that she do currently. So we're super excited about that. And Rhonda, thanks again for tuning in. And Yana, I'll give you back the floor.
All right. Well, it is our time. Definitely, I would like for everyone to look me up via Facebook at Love Yana Outreach Incorporated. That's LoveYuna, not ANA. Everybody want to say YANA. It's YUNA Incorporated. Instagram at Love Yana Outreach Incorporated, 2 underscores. And my website is www.loveyana.org.
Awesome, awesome. And Yana, I think before we let you go, I think I see someone else in the studio, so let me bring them on. I don't want to ignore anyone. Let's just see.
Definitely.
Caller 7340, you're on the air with Miss Yana and Crystal Chanel. Are you there?
I am. I'm calling from Fort Worth, Mississippi. I'm just calling to let her know that I'm supporting her. And I'm listening to you guys. I'm her cousin. Yana.
Hey, who is this?
Toya.
Hi, Toya.
Hi,
cousin.
Hey,
how
cousin.
Are you?
I'm good. I'm just calling, just letting you know that I am supporting you 100%, and I am listening to you, ladies.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate that.
Yeah,
although I knew you were.
Yes,
I can count on you.
Yes, you can. And what you don't know, when I was younger, I was 16 years old. I was kind of in the same situation. I was young, and you know, and my dad stepped in, you know, and I got myself up out of it early, you know. So
right.
I didn't know that. Yeah,
no, I did not. You know, it's kind of hard, and we keep things to ourselves, you know, especially being from where we're from, you know, Florida, Mississippi.
Yes.
We're a very small town, and, you know, certain things are, you know, just, you know, kind of an embarrassment, you know.
Right,
you don't
right.
want to put your business out there. You don't want to tell anybody, but, you know, at the end of the
right.
day, you know, if I can just help one person, it
yes,
would be all
so.
Worth everything that I went through.
Exactly. So,
I'm
you know,
have to
I'm there,
but I'm to Atlanta when I do my event.
I know, right? Yes,
you will
but
definitely
I was calling,
be on the panel.
Yes, ma'am. But I was just calling to let you know that I am listening and I'm supporting you guys 100%. And
all right.
We'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay. I love you.
Thank
I
you for
you
your
too,
support
guys.
And thank you for calling in.
You,
all right.
You're so welcome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, that's so sweet. You have people that love you, Yana. Awesome, awesome. Did you provide all of your social media information?
I did.
Okay.
Facebook at Love Yana Outreach Incorporated. LoveYuna Outreach Incorporated, INC. You can go there. That's, you know, you can find the story, the beginning. Where it started for me, domestic violence. My website is www.loveyuna.org. And I do have a blog there that, you know, is the ending for me. Instagram is loveyanaoutreach. No, it's not that. Love Yuna Outreach Incorporated, 2 underscores, LOVEYUNAOUTREACHINC _.
Got it?
Got it. And Periscope at Ms. Yuna Speak.
Right. And Facebook Live coming soon.
That thing was giving me problems.
Me too. I'm going to have to call Rhonda. Rhonda,
Yes,
honey, we're going to call you.
Yes, honey.
We need some lessons. We need some lessons. We don't know what we doing with Facebook Live.
She stay live.
She sure do.
With her chef in the kitchen. I saw you.
Hilarious.
I saw you wasn't enough food on that plate for me, though.
Okay. I know that's right. Okay, you guys, well, I just want to say thanks again for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show Network. Thanks again for supporting my sister, Miss Yuna, and Empowerment Talk with Miss Yuna. You guys, stay tuned. We have so much coming up, too much to pretty much just to give you a whole rundown on the show. But coming up soon on this Saturday, May 14th, if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, please come out and celebrate with us. Join us. We actually will be doing the PWS Experience Tour, and that is with my sister, Calandra Gant, and we have some other outstanding performers, Robert Faith Music, Reggie Hicks. We're doing a pretty much a mini concert. So you guys come out on this coming Saturday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Cat's Cafe in Atlanta, Georgia, and that's on Piedmont. So the event is actually free, so bring the entire neighborhood. We want to pack the place, bring your sister, your mama, your aunt, your uncle, granddaddy, grandmama, bring everybody. Just don't bring no cats and dogs, okay? I know, right? But you guys, seriously, we would love for you to be there. We are super excited about that event. And also, mark your calendar for May the 26th, and I'm going to let Ms. Yuna tell you more about that event.
Okay. Next show will be May 26th at 7:30, same time. So same number?
Same number, 347-850-8557. You guys, go ahead and lock that number down in your cell phone. Say it under the Crystal Chanel Show Network so that you don't have to be trying to look back at your phone for 2 weeks ago. But we'll
4785085557.
Save the number, you guys. And we are looking forward to having Miss Giannis show. You guys, I have 1,000 radio shows coming up, so just stay tuned for everything. So, also, mark your calendar for June the 25th. Okay, it was next month, but I want to put it there. June the 25th, Social Chanel myself. We present HIV Real World. Okay, now you guys know that a lot of times, you know, we think just adults having sex and creeping and all that and the third, and you think it's the younger people, but a lot of times our grandmothers, our grandfathers, you know, mom, dad, you know, somebody out there creeping, and everyone needs to know that HIV is serious. Okay, and all over the world, Angie Walston, and you guys, I have a lot of sisters, so you're going to hear me say a lot, my sister, I have a lot of sisters, and my sister and guys, and things that you hear, but we'll have Angie Walston, the speaker, one of my sisters I've been very close with for years and years and years now, just doing ministry together. We just actually did her show, what was that, Tuesday? For Angie Walston as well. Phenomenal shows coming up. Regina, Dr. Prophetess Regina Gibbs, my spiritual mom, thank you for her show, and as well as Rachel Miller, Story Talk, Ray Miller, but keep you posted. The HIV Awareness event is also going to be at June 25th at Cat Cafe from 5:30 to 7:30. Again, I just want the whole entire building to be full of people because we need
need to understand how serious this disease is in general. I am blessed, and I say blessed, and I'm blessed to be in a situation to say that I stand before you today with no STDs when I've been in a situation where I put myself out there on many occasions, you know, sleep with this one, with that one. It could have been me. So I'm very passionate about what I do, which is bring awareness for HIV and AIDS, STDs, and that nature. It could have been me. It could have been your mom. It could have been your dad. It could have been your niece. It could have been your nephew. It could have been anybody that you love, that is close to you. So let's just bring awareness to this thing, God. We have to pray this thing away from this thing because we really not out of hand. You put that on your calendar for June 25th, 5th, 7th, just in everybody, you know. Doesn't matter if it's young or old, I want to make sure that the person is happy. I want to give a shout out to Kat for allowing to have events at her location, Kat's Cafe. She's a blessing, and I love her daily. And happy birthday to you, Kat. It's your birthday on April the 30th, but happy birthday to you. God bless you, and I will see you on Saturday. Yana, have anything?
My page on Facebook and Love Yama Outreach Incorporated. And again, I'm just going to get it right this time.
That's
Love
right. And also, attention, please make sure that you share, broadcast with friends, your family, whoever you feel that need to hear the words of encouragement that I shared on tonight. Also, I'm not into that Snapchat stuff.
Oh,
I just don't know.
Miss y'all speak.
Yeah, I love Periscope though. I love Periscope. Everyone's teaching teach as well. But yeah, you gotta make sure you stay tuned. We're just having fun joking around, playing around here. We're gonna let you go. Thank you so much for your time, your patience, and your so we love and appreciate you. And also stay tuned for my show on this coming Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I am going to be interviewing another one of my sisters, Martha Hale, and we're going to be talking about the border room to the river. I'm just going to leave there. I'm going to tell people because they're listening and they want to know this about. From the boardroom to the bedroom. Yeah, from the boardroom to the bedroom. Get your money out of places that it don't need to be. Yes. But however you guys speak to me, maybe you can call us at 3-7-8-5-0-8-5-5-7. Yana, did you have anything else?
I'm going to know that number next week.
Yes, you are.
On the 26th.
We're going to practice.
Oh, This is our song and prayer. This is our song and prayer. Lord, hear us. Yeah. Lord, hear us. This is our song of worship. Oh, this is our song of worship. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear us.
Hear our prayer and hear our. Hear our voices rise up to you. Hear our song. Let our worship kiss your face. Hear our hearts. Hear our praise. Hear our voices
rise up.
Nobody but you, Jesus, in this atmosphere, oh Lord, we wanna hear, we're available, oh, in this atmosphere, and we want to hear, wanna get lost in you, we wanna be where you are. Oh God, in your presence, in your presence, right here, right now, oh Lord, hey God, we love you, and we will seek your face, and we lift you high.